Afternoon, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for Ramatru on James Mulcahy. This goes to Dr. Tai on 2/21/22. Mr. Mulcahy performed pre-imposed bronchodilators for Ramatru period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 7/28/21, there's been no significant change period in PAGA from compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Jeffrey Ward. This goes to Dr. Bwan on 2/21/22. Mr. Ward performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 7/6/21, there's no change. Period of PAGA compression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Hill. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2/21/22, Mr. Hill performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a study dated 2/2/21. There's been no change period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Ralph Sabatel. This goes to Dr. Kathy Brizek, B-R-I-Z-E-K. On 2/21/22, Mr. Sabatel performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of the airflow obstruction, but the patient is left with a moderate impairment in lung volume, period, no paragraph compression, moderate restriction with reversible airways obstruction, period. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Bowling. This goes to Karen Wood, COMA-MD, on 2/21/22. Mr. Bowling performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Then there was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a study dated 8/11/21, there's been no change period to PAGA compression, normal study. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Joel Clary, C-L-A-R-Y. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2/21/22, Mr. Clary performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal impairment in flow rates period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 7/26/21, there's been no significant change, period. No PAGA compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Edwin Jackel, J-A-E-C-K-E-L. On 2/21/22, Mr. Jackel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period, compared to a study dated 1/20/21. There's been no change period, no PAGA compression, a normal study. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Reed, R-E-E-D. This goes to Goshen Medical on 2/21/22. Mrs. Reed performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 8/11/21. And there's been no significant change except for a reduced forced vital capacity, perhaps effort-related. Paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Thank you.